Sports Day SA, Malcolm Blight and David Wardy, all thanks to Weeks. You get that $25,000 cash discount, helping more families build their dream home. And also, we have got a segment which is starting, Sports Stars, a Small Business. It's an interview series. We've got Daryl Wakeland, we've got Johnny Platton also tomorrow. Let's get to work. Office Works, helping you make bigger things happen. Wakes, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks, World.
Nice to speak with you. We're talking about this, sponsored by Office Works, but the importance of doing something after footy, and maybe even, you know, studying during your football to get something after. How do you think that is?
Well, I suppose as you start off as a young guy, you don't know where your footy career is going to go, let alone anything else in your life. You're sort of living it a sort of week at a time, really, at 18. Yep. But I was lucky enough to get into pharmacy out of year 12, and it was a balance at the time. I was on the Crows list and didn't know how far football was going. So, yeah, you dig in early, you try and get some years under your belt with a university degree, and then, yes, it's. I suppose I always seen it as a bit of a fallback plan if I did get a serious injury or I wasn't good enough. I'd go into a career straight away.
You've done beautifully in the pharmacy business. No doubt you've seen a lot of teammates that have fallen by the wayside. It's hard when you go from all the limelight and the bright lights, and footy ends very quickly and nothing on the end of it. So you'd recommend perhaps trying to look at that while you're playing?
Definitely more difficult these days with such a commitment. But I suppose the era I came through we're pretty fortunate because we have that balance between most of us had jobs, most of us were studied. And you could have that balance, training two or three nights a week, maybe a morning. So, yeah, we had that luxury back then. And, a lot of the guys don't have that opportunity these days. They can chip away at one or two subjects. But, yeah, I think we played in a pretty good time back there where you had that balance.
Yeah, I agree, Daryl. Your record was good. 115 games at St Kilda, 146 at Port Adelaide. Yeah. 261, it's a lot of years to play. And also premiership side with Port Adelaide. I mean, he had a wonderful career. I actually agree. I reckon most of them now, the Players Association now, Daryl, seem to put out there anywhere, any player can actually pick up something and do it slowly. You probably did it a bit quicker than them, but you can actually still do it slowly. I don't know why anyone in the football world now as a player wouldn't do it.
Absolutely. They do have the time, but there needs to be that mindset that, you know, go about it slowly, but have that focus that you're going to have something at the end of, you know, whether that's 6 or 8 years. For me, in the end, I ended up doing part-time over 8 years. And for me, that was a decent balance. Probably my biggest regret, Blighty, I missed 6 footy trips, so I'll never get them back. But I think a lot of my teammates say now, we miss you on them footy trips, but gee, you've done well now. And it was such a peace of mind thing when I did retire. And that transition into the afterlife, the other life that I now live, was a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Hey, now, this is a great little segment by Office Works. Now, do you buy, first of all, where's the pharmacy? Let's give yourself a really big plug. Anyone can get in touch with you. And whereabouts are you?
Well, I've just sold out of my... I had a larger business, Blighty, not to go on too long, but we did a lot of Indigenous community work, service and supply, all around pharmacy, all up through Northern Territory and Western Australia and sort of regional Victoria. So it was quite a large business. And, so I'd done that firstly since I'd retired from footy and probably more seriously the last 7-8 years. So I've since sold out of that business just in the last sort of 6 months. We're selling that at the moment. But I have a few pharmacies here in Adelaide still. So I've got one down in the heartland, Lottie, on Fussell Place, about 300 metres from Alberton.
Albert and Oval.
Obviously, I love working down there. It's like a little country town. It's like such a close-knit community, and obviously I'm pretty well welcome down there. But great bunch of people and amazing staff, and I'm very lucky to have that business and a real connection down there in the heartland.
Our guest is Daryl Wakeland. Wakes, you look at the Port Adelaide side now, very, very exciting. I mean, they've got every chance of, you know, going on, hopefully making a grand final, winning one. Do you see shades of the 2004 team with what they've got now? They've got so many options, got a lot of young kids, but also some seasoned players at the other end.
Yeah, I mean, it's the depth in the midfield has been the big one for me. We've got depth up forward. We've got depth across every line, really. And I think that's the thing that gives you a lot of confidence going into a season. You couldn't have said that probably 2 years ago. It was a bit of hope, even in 2019. All of a sudden, we had some depth. And a lot of the kids didn't get an opportunity through COVID last year to even play us NFL. So them guys will have another pre-season under their belt. You know, guys like Mead and a few of the guys. Bergman is the one that's going to probably jump out of the box. But then you've got guys like Laddams, Georgiadis, who have got another preseason under the belt, and then you've got Fantasia coming into the side. I was at a luncheon today, and Kenny spoke, and he just said Fantasia hasn't missed. He's looking very sharp, quick, and that forward line is probably the one for me that gives you that little bit of that feeling inside, and you go, number one, you wouldn't want to be a defender playing down there this year with the likes of, you know, Robbie will be down there, Fantasia and
Rosie
up there, and Dixon and Marshall and guys like this. Laddams rests up there. So I think they've added some firepower. Another pre-season in the young kids will give some endurance in their legs, and they've got options. It's pretty exciting. Absolutely.
Daryl, when you played even back in 2004, it was an exciting brand of footy. Blighty and I, we see the congestion week in, week out, and they basically play in 80 metres of the ground, and they move up and down like soldiers going forward and back. Would you like to see it open up a bit more?
I would, it's a real, whatever the commentators call it, we're one of them, but it's that field position, isn't it? It's about bringing up and it's about controlling the different parts of the ground. And back in the day, it was a little bit more settled, a bit more structured, the normal positions, and you could get that space and get it out. Rules were a little bit different. We could control the stoppage too. You could pull it in at times and you just pull it in around the stoppage if you wanted to slow the game down as well. But, I still love watching it. It's such a knife-edge type game these days with the way they execute the skills and the way they come up and close down the kicker. And, it's a tough game that they play.
Now, David's just reminded me of something. Last time we spoke to you, I think it might have been last year, the year before, we talked about your record with your brother Shane, the Twins. Played a million games together and you've broken every record ever in the AFL. What's Shane doing these days, mate?
He's in property, Blighty.
Oh, okay.
They have a property trust over, and he's on St Kilda Road. Service stations and regional shopping centres. He works with a group called Faulkner Property Group, so he's loving that. And obviously, everyone in Melbourne went through a pretty tough time last year through COVID, being locked down for such a long time. But he had a close group of mates around there, big in the cycling, and we're obviously very close and keep in touch. So we've got a fishing trip coming up in Coffins Bay in about 3 weeks with a heap of mates, and we're going to slip over there with a really good crew.
My favourite oysters. Yeah. What about the oysters from there?
Yeah, Daryl, you and Shane do look alike, obviously being twins, but I saw the Gowans boys today, and they are identical. One's a left-hander, one's a right-hander on the golf course. So I have to wait until I see what sticks they've got before I can say hello to Chris or James. It's I suppose the Scots are two very hard to pick, too, Brad and Chris.
I've never been. I'm great mates with James and Chris. I've never been able to work them out. I've known them for about 20-odd years, and I have absolutely no idea. So, but two very good golfers and a couple of very, very funny guys, but serious sportsmen, serious golfers, and... we're absolute champion careers. And, I had that 1 year, cut a long story short, but had that 1 year under Tim Watson, they both did. James got pulled off the rookie list to play one game.
That's right.
And they wanted to list him at the end of the year. And he said, well, if you're gonna list Chris? And they said no. And he said, well, we come as a package. Get stuff. So, fantastic.
They were the best recruits because they came 2-for-1 for Centrals I've ever seen. Wakes, great to see you going well. Thanks for the chat. And that's all thanks to Officeworks. Thanks for the time.
Pleasure, boys. I love the segment. And, keep on punching.
Daryl Wakeman, very, very good footballer, Blighty.
Yeah, and Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea. Snoring? You snore? course, we all snore.
On my back, I think I do.
Waking up tired. Find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. How's that? Pharmacy Sleep Services.
Good.
Just tied in beautifully with the Officeworks and Darryl Wakeland.
I think you'd be a good sleeper, I reckon. I turn 50 times a night, I reckon, where I can actually remember turning.
No.
The things on my mind.
It might just depend on what you have for dinner.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'll take that on board. What you've bafted in a couple more red wines. Hey, that's it for us. Malcolm got through a lot, as always, tonight, and we'll do it all again tomorrow between 6 and 7. Bye for now.
Bye, David.